Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jose Altuve. Batting second. The right fielder, George Springer. Batting third. The shortstop, Carlos Correa. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Colby Rasmus. Batting fifth. The DH, Evan Gattis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Colin Moran. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Luis Valbuena. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jason Castro. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Tony Kemp. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Doug Fister. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The shortstop, Jimmy Rollins. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brett Laurie. Batting 7th. The DH, Abisail Garcia. Batting 8th. The catcher, Deonor Navarro. Batting 9th. The center fielder, Austin Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Matt Latos. And now, play ball. Jose Altuve is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Altuve hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Springer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Springer takes first base on ball 4. Altuve moves to second. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Correa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altuve scores. Springer moves to third. It's 1-0. Astros. Colby Rasmus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rasmus hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Evan Gattis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Correa. The throw from Navarro and he is safe. Correa steals second. Evan Gattis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gattis strikes out. Navarro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gattis out. 2 outs. Colin Moran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kemp throws the ball into Altuve who tags Eaton, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Springer. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rollins scores. It's Astros, 1, White Sox, 1. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier takes first base on ball 4. Abreu moves to second. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Altuve fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the White Sox 1. The Astros will come to bat. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valbuena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Laurie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Castro hits a pop-up beyond third. Frazier can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Castro moves to third. Jose Altuve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altuve is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altuve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lori scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castro scores. Kemp moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Astros. George Springer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Springer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Springer hits a line drive into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Laurie strikes out. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Deonor Navarro batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Navarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Altuve scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the White Sox 1. The Astros will come to bat. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Correa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Correa hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Colby Rasmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmus is 0-for-1 in the game. Rasmus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lori fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Evan Gattis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gattis is 0-for-1 in the game. Gattis strikes out. Two outs. Colin Moran is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lori scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Springer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Eaton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a fly ball into center field. Rasmus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the White Sox 1. The Astros will come to bat. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valbuena is 0-for-1 in the game. Valbuena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Castro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castro takes first base on ball 4. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a pop-up beyond short. Rollins can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Castro moves to second. Jose Altuve is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Altuve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altuve hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Castro scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 3-1, Astros. George Springer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Springer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Springer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorie fields it and throws to second for the out. Kemp moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Correa is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Correa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Abreu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Altuve scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Frazier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett Lorie is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lorie is 0-for-1 in the game. Lorie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the White Sox 1. The Astros will come to bat. Colby Rasmus is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rasmus is 0-for-2 in the game. Rasmus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Astros. Evan Gattis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gattis is 0-for-2 in the game. Gattis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colin Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a line drive towards short. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Valbuena batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Valbuena is 0-for-2 in the game. Valbuena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorie fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Valbuena scoops it up and throws to first, with Pfister covering, for the out. One out. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Navarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Navarro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Springer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Eaton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Eaton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Springer. Eaton reaches second base with a double. Navarro moves to third. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Rasmus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the White Sox 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Castro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Astros. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kemp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Altuve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altuve is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Altuve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zach Putnam now pitching. George Springer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Springer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Springer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altuve moves to second. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Correa is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Correa strikes out. Two outs. Colby Rasmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rasmus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lori scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abreu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Abreu hits a fly ball into right field. Springer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frazier bunts towards third. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rasmus who is chasing the ball. Cabrera reaches third base with a triple. Frazier goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Astros. Brett Lowry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry strikes out. Two outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Valbuena scoops it up and throws to first, with Pfister covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the White Sox 2. The Astros will come to bat. Evan Gattis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gattis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gattis strikes out. One out. Colin Moran is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Dan Jennings now pitching. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valbuena is 0-for-3 in the game. Valbuena hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moran moves to second. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Castro is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dionne Navarro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Navarro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Navarro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Springer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Giles now pitching. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Eaton takes first base on ball 4. Navarro moves to second. Tyler Saladino pinch runs for Dionne Navarro. Jimmy Rollins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Rasmus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Saladino scores. Eaton moves to third. It's 5-3, Astros. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frazier hits a fly ball into center field. Rasmus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the White Sox 3. The Astros will come to bat. Alex Avila now catching. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jose Altuve batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Altuve is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Altuve takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. George Springer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Springer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Springer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier steps on third for 1, throws to second for 2, and onto first for the triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Colby Rasmus now playing left field. Jake Marisnik now playing center field. Will Harris now pitching. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera strikes out. One out. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laurie is 0-for-3 in the game. Laurie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Correa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the White Sox 3. The Astros will come to bat. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Correa is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Correa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Correa for the out. One out. Colby Rasmus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rasmus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rasmus strikes out. Two outs. Evan Gattis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gattis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gattis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Gregerson now pitching. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregerson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Rasmus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eaton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Eaton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.